Good morning and Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. Joining me in the studio from the North Pole itself is not Santa Claus. I'm sorry to report, if you were under the expectation that it was going to be Santa Claus himself this morning, I'm sorry to have led you down that primrose path. Actually, it's J. Twinkle Rovington, who is Chief of Staff at the North Pole. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rob. Yeah, it's great to be here so close to Christmas, and I'm sorry if any of you young people are disappointed. I get that a lot, but it's a busy time of year for the big man, and you can well realize he's heartbroken not to visit Sitka.
Sitka, right.
I forgot a little, sorry, but where I was.
Are you doing a tour of Southeast?
Well, I'm doing just a quick layover on the way to Asia, and we were able to stop here and had just a quick opportunity to come speak with you and all the lovely people here in Sitka.
I'm sorry, sir, there's no smoking in the air room.
No problem. It doesn't bother me in the least.
Is that from Cuba?
These are panatellas that we grow right there at the North Pole.
You have room at the North Pole to grow your own tobacco?
Absolutely. Hydroponically grown and rolled right there on the laps of our own little elfin tobacco rollers. That's right.
I had no idea. With the size of the operation that I can imagine up at the North Pole, I had no idea that you had room for this kind of farming.
We've actually been looking into outsourcing some of our labor. We've been working with short people from all over the world now. Actually, we don't call them short people. We call them people of elfin dimensions. Santa has quite an interest in Asia. Huge fan of K-pop.
Are you saying Santa's into Korean girl bands?
Don't kid me. Don't try to kid a kidder here. If you read letters to Santa, 89.9% of all requests in the last 5 years have been electronics, Asian-based music, video. We've got huge holdings now. It's everything. You know, we're just going Gangnam style. It's non-stop at the North Pole.
Has Santa watched that video? Does he have time to watch Korean pop on YouTube?
Watch Korean pop? You're pulling this little guy's leg, aren't you? Who in the heck do you think Sai is? Sai? Santa? Sai? Have you ever seen a picture of them together?
Are you saying the horsey dance might actually be a reindeer dance?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Did one of those girls wink at him?
It happens.
I have heard that K-pop has a certain appeal for guys of a certain age. You know, it's like catnip, and I could see how Santa could be into it. It's like flirting with your granddaughter's friends from college or something. No.
Absolutely. It's healthy. It's good for your heart. Let me tell you, Rob, it's a money maker for the North Pole Industries.
I had no idea Santa was in that deep.
Oh, whew.
And it's been going on for years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're working it. Asia, K-pop, Santa, North Pole.
Well, who's making the train sets and the wooden blocks, and who's making the dolls that, cry and smile and...
Let's not ask who's making them. Let's talk about who's playing with them. The answer, nobody. Grandparents buy them, and they give them to their disappointed grandchildren. What do we do with these? We take pictures of them with our iPhone, and we send them to Toys R Lame-O, and they post them there. I'm telling you.
How are the elves reacting to this new work environment? Are the elves happy with outsourcing?
We have the happiest workforce on Earth. The jolliest workforce on Earth. You just tell me, what are they going to do? A walk out in the North Pole? We own their clothes. You have to turn that uniform in, Buster. Hold on, pal. Those pony little shoes, they belong to us. You take those shoes off. Take that parka off. Take that little jingle bell hat off. Okay, you can go now. Right. Hold on. You don't have a lighter, do you?
I'm afraid not.
There's actually
no smoking in this building.
I don't mind. I don't mind at all. No problem. It doesn't bother me in the least. But you could provide an ashtray.
I suppose one of the reasons a walkout is unlikely at the North Pole is because the North Pole is a lot smaller than it used to be. You're kind of running out of real estate up there, aren't you?
A myth. We have got plenty of room. You know, and more waterfront. You know, that's all this, it's getting smaller. Big deal. We've got more room, more waterfront, more swimming opportunities. Of course, the polar bear problem is a little bit worse, but heck.
What's the polar bear problem?
Well, there's more of them around on the ice.
Did the reindeer find that inconvenient?
Frightening. A little scary.
Mr. Rovington, you keep emphasizing you have the...
Sure you don't have anything to put in this cup?
There might be some cream or some coffee.
I mean, something to put in the cup. You know what I'm saying?
I'll see what we can do. I'll see if we can get one of the tall women downstairs to help you.
Okay.
You place a lot of emphasis on the word Earth when you say we have the happiest workforce on Earth. On Earth. Are you suggesting that Santa has some kind of interplanetary labor scheme going on?
We have started to open up the moon. That's true.
So the moon base is a reality.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
How long now?
You tell me and we'll both know, Puster. No, there's some things that I can't divulge. You just should know that when you look up at that cold, bright, beautiful moon, that's Santa Industries up there looking down on you, pal.
Have you yourself been up to the moon, Mr. Rovington?
I love it up there. They say it's cold, it's desolate. Are you kidding? We have got the greatest indoor golf course. You wouldn't believe my scores.
This is really shocking in a way. I mean, I thought it was all just rhetoric. Next, you'll be telling me you've got binders full of elves or something up there.
It's not a bad idea. You know, I like how you think.
Compact storage. Tell me, before you go, Mr. Rovington, do you think that having this emphasis on Asian operations and Santa's fascination with K-pop and this incredible disclosure that Santa's got an industrial/resort operation going on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Has any of this diluted the spirit of Christmas? Do you wake up on Christmas morning and expect to see a stocking full of toys?
Toys? On Christmas morning?
Yeah.
I've been getting lumps of coal.
Clean coal?
I'm going to have to write myself a little memo on that. Where's that driver? Hey, write that down, will ya? What's the deal with the coal? December 25th, 6 a.m. Coal, check on that.
Are you and Santa on good terms?
We text. We Twitter. But, you know, face-to-face, you never get FaceTime with that guy. Hey! Check on that. FaceTime, Santa. Tweet him. You heard me, FaceTime, Santa. You get it. I gotta get back to the jet.
That is a nice jet. That looks like a 737. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a shrunk down 737.
All right, with the candy cane on the tail, that is really nice.
You know it, Buster.
So Santa at least treats you right.
I just want to say that I love it here in this little town of...
Sitka.
Sitka. Love this little town of Sitka. And I want to wish all the little Sitkanitos a Merry Christmas.
All right. J. Twinkle Rovington is Chief of Staff at the North Pole. He's just swung through Sitka here on a sort of a layover on his way to Asia.
Thank you, Rob. And next time, too, if you can manage Ashtray, I'd appreciate it. But Merry Christmas to you, Rob.
You got it. Send me a tweet.
Remember that. Tweet Rob.
What's your definition of a tall woman?
Anything over 3 feet.